The following podcast, Hanging Out with the Old Fellas, has been prepared using coconut oil. Enter at own risk. Beware of the dog.
A one, a two, a five, six, seven, eight.
Last words. They won't matter like your next words. So while your storyline is so far from its end, there's still some chance to mend the poem's rhyme.
If you make enough spare time.
Every sentence needs a verb when life decides to kick you to the curb. Just write the book of life a killer blurb.
Yes, well, it happened again, you know.
Oh, did it again?
It happened again, yes.
So Mavis ate the entire gingerbread house?
Yes, except this year It was made out of Lego.
Ooh, a bit hard on the teeth.
Oh, she didn't chew, just swallowed the entire thing. Whole!
Well, here we are, a new year.
Yes, yes, one new fad after another.
You know what I've noticed?
What have you noticed, Jerry?
Polaroids.
You've been making note of people's Polaroids.
Yes, yes, his Polaroids are making a comeback.
I'm not sure they ever went away. I'm pretty sure mine didn't.
Well, I noticed over Christmas, Polaroids are big with young people.
Even bigger with old people.
Well, every Yuletide do I went to, people were pulling out their Polaroids left, right and centre.
Especially centre.
One young girl whipped her Polaroid out so fast she dropped it.
How embarrassment.
Yes, yes, she dropped her Polaroid straight into the pool.
Well, at least that's quite soothing.
She was fortunate her Polaroid was waterproof.
I thought they all were. They just get a bit wrinkly.
Well, I'm not sure about that, but everyone was snapping off a Polaroid or two, then flapping it in the breeze to dry.
Christmas will never be the same. I hung mine on a tree once.
A lot of Polaroids were hugely overexposed.
Well, when that happens, I don't know where to look.
But most of the Polaroids were just a bit of fun, on the whole.
Where else would you expect them to be?
The general go was, if someone whipped out their Polaroid, then you and a few friends would pull a silly face at it. It just seemed appropriate.
And inappropriate, all at the same time.
And that's how we saw in the new year.
2023 is here again.
Oh, I hate it already.
And what an action-packed holiday season.
Oh, the world stops, but you can't stem the flow you get from your morning motion.
One after the other.
One after the other, piling up on the vestibule floor.
Day after day.
A brand new, crisp, rolled and wrapped morning motion.
Laid out on the tiles, alongside your afternoon droppings.
From the day before.
From the day before, yes.
Actually, through the holidays, you can only expect to get a proper afternoon dropping on weekends.
Oh, and of course, the weekend special.
The weekend special, yep. Every Spindly Pines resident is familiar with the dropping of the weekend special.
And so are the staff.
Not much else to do over the holidays.
Apart from deep examination of your morning motion.
And long appreciation of your afternoon dropping.
The extended weekend special.
Yep, and boy oh boy, Barry, even a quick sifting of your holiday morning motions.
Piled up to overflowing on the vestibule floor.
Yes, 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 even a scant perusal will reveal the Christmas New Year break is a veritable news nebula.
It just hasn't stopped, Jerry.
And as to be expected, there's a new Omicron variant.
A new one?
Yes, yes, from the USA and Singapore. It's Omicron SBD.
Oh, that sneaked up on us.
Sure did.
Have they found patient zero?
Yes, yes, it was some guy in a crowded elevator.
It was me!
Typical.
Why can't people control themselves?
Well, it's not deliberate. You just get to an age where you...
So now the Omicron SBD has escaped, leaked, trickled out, playing its little tune.
Jerry, can we change the subject?
Squeezed itself from its moorings. And...
Jerry, did you know that Omicron is an anagram of moronic?
Well, I do now.
Took me the entire holidays to work that out.
My, you were busy.
Certainly was. Cutting the relevant letters out of the headlines and rearranging them.
Chopping up your morning motion. Hours of liturgical fun.
Oh, and speaking of liturgical fun...
Well, it is Christmas.
The death of His Holiness.
Oh, yes. Benedict number 16. Sounds like an expensive perfume.
Actually, I was talking about Pele.
Oh, Pele number 16.
Yes.
Oh, now there's 85 kilos of heavenly fragrance. Only man to ever win 3 World Cups.
Yes, soccer, rugby and cricket.
What a talent.
What an aftershave.
Eau de toilette brésilienne.
No wonder Mum was hot for him.
I'll say he was the original tricky dribbler.
That's just what Mum said.
The original impossible goal.
That's just what Mum said.
The greatest ball control in history.
That's just what Dad said.
And Dad should know.
Oh, yes. Dad could spot a man with exceptional ball control. He could sniff that out from the other end of the pitch.
And speaking of the length of the pitch,
yes,
the world's largest flatbread stuffed with cheese.
We're still talking about Pelé?
That's just what Mum said.
Well, Mum could spot that from the other end of the pitch.
Oh, she had a discerning eye.
She had two.
And a discerning nostril.
Also two.
And a vivid imagination.
She had two of those as well.
She had this telltale habit of thinking out loud when watching the soccer.
Go, you good flatbread.
Go, you good flatbread. Yes, she used to say that a lot.
A lot?
Which is exactly what I said when I saw this story.
It must be hereditary.
Oh, could be, could be. But seriously, Baz, during the holiday break, some bored Italians made a world record flatbread.
Stuffed with cheese?
Stuffed with cheese.
Oh, who isn't this time of year?
You got to hand it to those bored Italians.
You got to keep an eye on those bored Italians.
True, true. You know what happened last time a few Italians got excessively bored?
They invented fascism.
Hmm, and the Fiat Argenta.
Oh, yes. What a shitbox.
The Fiat Argenta.
And Mussolini.
I'd rather swallow a 56-foot flatbread stuffed with gorgonzola than be caught dead driving a bloody Fiat Argenta.
Or a Fiat Mussolini.
Or a Fiat Mussolini, yes.
Did the Mussolini have a roll bar?
Oh, no idea, Baz, no idea. But speaking of gourmandising a 56-footer...
The 56-foot headline, ladies and gentlemen.
I'll read this one out aloud.
Please do.
The biggest headline since Christmas.
Drum roll, please.
Wong meets Wang.
Wong meets Wang.
Wong meets Wang.
Never thought I'd see the day.
Yep, our darling Australian Foreign Minister Penny Wong has an historic hookup with her Chinese counterpart Wang Yi.
Yes, there it is. Wong meets Wang.
That's one classic Morning Motion headline.
With pictures.
In full colour, yes. Wong face to face.
Nose to nose.
With Wang.
Had to happen eventually.
Once in a lifetime.
If you truly believe.
And Barry.
Yes?
I have some inside info on this one.
You had a mole in there?
Yes, I had a mole on the inside where Wong met Wang.
That's a strange place for a mole, Jerry.
Well, it was more a fly on the wall.
Even stranger.
Nothing stranger about it, Barry. When Wong met Wang, she handled it like a champion.
Who'd have thought?
Picture it, Barry. Wang directs his beady eye towards Wong, but Wong is not the slightest bit overawed by the presence of Wang.
You wouldn't blame her for being a bit nervous.
Nah.
Sometimes Wang can be very intimidating.
A daunting prospect.
Especially since I believe this is the first time she's ever encountered Wang.
Absolutely right, yeah. Baz. Her first brush with Wang. This is enormous.
Most confronting.
And you know, my mole informs me she was the pinnacle of diplomacy.
Well, when you're tippy-toeing around the Wang, you gotta tread carefully.
You gotta be slow to open your mouth and eager to listen.
Listen closely to the Wang.
To the Wang, yes.
This is a real pointer.
To future international relationships, yes. It certainly is, Baz.
Very proud of her, that Penny Wong.
Mm.
Not even Wang could faze her.
You've put your finger right on it, Barry.
No comment.
And speaking of Penny Wong getting the job done on the international stage...
Oh, are you referring to...
Yes, I am, Barry. Penny does the Pacific.
Da-da-da-da. Another classic Morning Motion headline.
Yep, Penny Perfect was in Ponapai.
Is that Ponapai, capital of the Federated Micronesian States?
Surely is.
Never heard of it.
Mm. Well, our champ Penny Wong was there for a Pacific Leaders Forum with former Nationals leader Michael McCormack.
I heard about this.
Mm.
This is quite amusing, viewers.
As the report says, Michael McCormack takes a quick guzzle of the ceremonial carver drink. Next thing, he's slurring his words, his eyes roll back, he gets the staggers.
That's pretty standard for an Australian politician on a South Pacific junket.
Quite typical, yes.
Sounds like Matron trying Gertrude Hand Gesture's special Scandinavian cookies.
Exactly, just without the toilet run.
Of course, yes.
Anyway, then McCormack drops face first into his carver bowl.
Well, just like Mr. Anilovsky when the midnight fireworks went off. No staying power.
Oh, no staying power, but... Turns out Penny Wong has slipped McCormack A Mickey.
A Micronesian Mickey?
Yep.
A Mickey for the Michael.
A Mick Mac Mickey, yep.
Our Penny Wong. Mm-hmm. She's such a prankster.
And then, the moment McCormick is out to it,
Penny Wong rummages through his coat pockets.
And his internet history.
Oh, she plays hardball, our Penny Wong.
That's politics, Barry.
It's a dirty game.
Well, yes, yes, but someone has to play us.
Break.
Break, etc.
ETC.
Oh, I don't know about you, but I'm exhausted.
Yes. It's been a while since we've had to exert ourselves.
Yes, how are the abs?
The abs are okay.
Okay,
you.
Good. Grumpy's ginger beer, brewed like no other. Like this morning, I got up on the wrong side of the bed, which hurt because my bed's up against the wall. Could be worse if my bed was up against a 1,000-foot drop into a bucket of electric eels. I recommend you get up on the right side of the bed, open the fridge, and scull a cool Grumpy's ginger beer chili. Guaranteed to wake every cell in your body, no matter what side of the bed you hurt yourself. Grumpy'sGingerBeer.com.au. Everybody chill.
Yes, so they load them all onto the community bus, mm-hmm. Then down to the local shops.
Oh, lovely, lovely. The Spindly Pines carol singers standing outside the Flailing Arms Hotel and Emergency Morgue, belting out "O Little Town of Bethlehem."
Each chorister singing in their own mother tongue.
Gertrude in Scandinavian Swiss.
Lillian in classic Ostrogoth German.
The Shenanigans in pure Irish Gaelic Shenaniglish.
Mavis breaks into interpretive dance.
She does, she does, yes. Shoppers think she's reenacting a Bruce Lee fight scene.
More like Inspector Clouseau and Kato.
She knocks over the Santa Claus photography stand.
Ainulovsky starts directing store traffic like a highway patrol cop on amphetamines and intravenous coffee.
Hyperventilating in that Polish dialect he invented one rain-sodden weekend in August.
Oh, yeah. Now this is Christmas.
You gotta love tradition.
You gotta love tradition.
And 3, 2, 1, we are back.
Am I?
Yep. See? The red light is flashing and the microphone is glowing.
Well, speak for yourself.
So, Barry, we still have so many holiday headlines to get through, I thought we should play a game of Morning Motion Bingo Bullseye.
Yes, I agree.
Excellent.
If only I knew the rules.
Well, it's quite simple, bro. I read a story intro straight out of the Christmas New Year Morning Motion collection, and you blurt out the first thing that comes into your head.
In evening wear or swimming togs?
Both.
Just as well I came prepared.
Okay, so here we go.
Got my flippers and bucket.
Story number one, the great prisoner swap. America gives Russia the world's most dangerous arms dealer, and in exchange, Russia releases an American women's basketballer.
Jeez, hope they don't get those two mixed up.
Bloody hell, yeah. A double switch. Russia gets an arms dealer and the world's meanest dribbler.
And the Americans get a gymnasium intruder covered in ammo.
Yeah, just another typical day at an American high school.
Yes, slam dunk to the Ruskies.
Mm-hmm. Story number two, Melbourne's soccer hooligans invade the pitch, smack each other in the head with buckets of sand, let off flares and punch on with the cops.
Just like the good old days.
Yes, yes, the BLF confrontations of the 60s, 70s and 80s.
No, the lockdown protests of 2021.
Ah, Melbourne, rioting one day, pillaging the next.
Anything to attract the tourists.
Yes, yes, Melbourne, get a new party trick.
Moving on.
Story number three, Auslan deaf signing translators are in short supply.
Oh, that's a shame. I was hoping we could get one for this podcast.
Oh, that's so you, Barry. That's so you. Always trying to enhance the audience experience.
So do I.
Story number four, the great chip shortage.
Potato or silicon?
Both.
Well, I hope that when supplies come back, they don't get them mixed up.
Yes, yes, that'd certainly take the edge off your fish and chips.
Well, it'd probably add an edge or two the next morning.
And it wouldn't do much for your boob job either.
Doesn't bear thinking about.
And finally, story number five,
always finish on a prime number.
I've always said that.
You got to live by your convictions.
Story number five, Australian Opera gets a new artistic director.
Oh, right.
Who vows to produce more works by Australian modern composers.
More operatic didgeridoo.
More nonsensical drones from Peter Sculthorpe.
He's a national treasure.
Oh, yes, yes. As long as you treasure a good long snooze in Her Majesty's theatre dress circle.
This is great news for the Australian Opera.
Oh, yes.
Good thing no one gives a shit.
Yes, good thing.
I didn't believe all those wacky things that you read these These natural cures only work in your head. Don't try to sell me your tinfoil hat. But then I caught the flu. You poured yellow powder all over my meat, all over my kitchen, all over my feet, all over my t-shirt, all over my head. It's all stained since the naturopath said you can do turmeric. It'll cure every sickness that you acquire. Turmeric. And it works even better after you retire. Joints that swell, for constipation or armpit smell, for hemorrhoids or tooth decay. Cash your pension check on pension day.
Turmeric.
Talk to your local vitamin supplier. Turmeric. Now I'll never be a natural remedy denier. Turmeric on muesli, turmeric on ham, turmeric for breakfast on toast with jam. Do a line of turmeric, snort it up your nose, rub it on your belly and in between your toes. Turmeric, you can do turmeric, you should take turmeric, it cures cancer, turmeric.
Okay, so one, two, two, two. So I'm twoing.
Then I'm oneing.
You're oneing.
Right down the leg.
Oh, dear. I'm bumping the stand there. Let me
can just... you hear me?
Yes, I can. Oh, it's a bit hard through the headphones.
All right, just turn my head to the side.
Oh, was that the wind going through your head? Right. Well, here we go.
Yes, well, it happened again, you know.
Oh, did it again?
It happened again, yes.
Oh, so Mavis ate the entire gingerbread house. He's lost it already.
One, two, three, four lines in.
Yes.
I did pre-read this.
Oh, here we go.
Okay.
That was your excuse in episode one.
It was. Well, this is episode one.
All right. And one young girl whipped her Polaroid out so fast.
How embarrassment. Sorry, I cut you off
She
early.
Just talked straight over my line.
She did, with the Polaroids
right,
and everything. And what an action-packed holiday season.
Oh, the world stops, but you can't stem the flow you get from your morning motion.
One after the other.
One after the other, piling up in the vestibule floor.
Day after day.
And I think I said in the vestibule floor.
Maybe.
That it never... Okay, so just
right
give me
on
one.
On the train.
Yes. The world stops, but you can't stem the flow coming from your morning motion.
One after the other.
Piling up on the... Piling up on the vestibule. Oh, thank you very much.
Oh, there's a
there it goes, yes.
Piled up to overflowing on the vestibule floor.
Yes, yes, yes. Even a scant perusal will reveal the Christmas New Year break is a veritable news nebbly. Oh, blah.
Yes, there it is. Wong meets Wang.
One. Oh, bugger. Sorry.
Listen closely to the Wang.
To the Wang, yes.
This is a real pointer.
Sorry. Okay, from the same place.
All right. Not even Wang could phase her.
You've put your finger right on it, Barry.
No comment.
That's good. That's good. No comment. Penny does the Pacific.
Another classic.
Sorry.
Morning.
I'm looking at the wrong page. I was going to say stuff with cheese. That would have worked well. Penny does the Pacific. Stuff with cheese.
Stuff with cheese. That would have worked, yes. Okay.
Penny Perfect was in Pona Pie.
Is that Pona Pie, capital of Federated, I don't know, Micronesian.
Federated Micronesian States. All right, I'll give you.
You've made that one difficult
yes,
for
Yes, I know.
Like
sorry
me.
About that. Sorry. Okay, give me another classic morning motion.
All right.
Exactly. Just without the toilet. Exactly. Just without the toilet run.
Of course, yes. That was very clever.
Computer just shut itself off. All right, we'll start again. Okay. Exactly. Just without the toilet run.
Well, that's when you've eaten too much chocolate.
That's the chocolate toilet
the
run,
toilet
yes.
The toilet run,
yes. Yes, that dark chocolate over Christmas.
Of course, yes.
Anyway, Then McCormick drops his face first. Drops his face.
He was carrying it in his handbag.
It fell out. With the chihuahua. The moment McCormick is out to it,
Penny Wong rummages through his coat pockets
and his internet history.
Oh, she's playing hardboard.
She plays hardboard. Yeah.
More like Inspector Clouseau and Kato.
She knocks over the Santa Claus photography stand. Okay. And 3, 2, 1, we are back.
Am I?
Yep. See, the red light is flashing and the microphone is going.
This is great news for the Australian Opera.
Oh, yes.
Good thing no one gives a shit.
Yes, good thing.
That was a nice little fade out.
It was actually. It was quite nice. Good thing no one gives a shit. Oh, that was a big headline. And then we're done. We're done. How about that?
Oh, yes, because you do your quick roll call of poor unfortunates.
And a quick roll call of all the poor unfortunates who died while we were on holidays, starting with Anita Pointer, lead singer and middle child of the Pointer Sisters. There was Fred White, drummer for Earth, Wind and Fire. Newtown and Penrith rugby league player Ken Wilson. Sydney Swans legend from the 1980s, Barry Round. British fashion designer Dame Vivienne Westwood. American journalist Barbara Walters. Producer of Rocky and the Right Stuff, James Brubaker. Apollo 7 astronaut Walter Cunningham, age 90. And, of course, the now late but great, if not somewhat obscure, rapper Gangsta Boo. And just like them, we've got to sign off, so we'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.